Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's near west side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and all around the states on a local Civic Media radio station near you. And on a Thursday afternoon, can't believe it's Thursday already. Man, this week is flying by. I am joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. Todd, how are we doing today?
Luke, I am here for you. I am the consoler in chief. Consider me the ship's counselor, the Deanna Troy of a Civic Media. I'm here for you, buddy. Tough night and the Bucks. I had to get up in the morning for my show. I stayed up for overtime.
You did.
I did.
I stayed up for it as well, and then I had a hard time falling asleep afterwards. We're gonna get more into that and what happened with the Milwaukee Bucks coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're also, it'll be a little sports segment because we're going to be giving away four tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers game as well. They're going to be hosting the Los Angeles Angels. They're coming to town. Really fun, exciting players on the Angels, Todd. Mm-hmm. Two of the best in the league, in my opinion, with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. And the Angels, though, very beatable team, even with those two. So hopefully we'll be able to see some Brewers wins. But if you want a front row seat,
Really good, not
front row, like right there behind the umpire, but some really, really great seats to Friday night's game. You're gonna want to be listening at 2:30 and call in then. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the Milwaukee Bucks, but before we get down to that, we've got some dueling shared revenue proposals here in Wisconsin.
I like that a lot.
There's a couple different versions, at least. We know there's two versions. We don't know all the details yet, Todd, of one of those two versions.
Imagine that.
And the Republicans. Now, what are we, three and a half weeks beyond the April elections? Mm-hmm. They're finally coming around. They're doing some sessions. They're doing some floor sessions in the state assembly and state senate. And earlier today, unveiling portions, not in the entirety, which I find fascinating. They're saving some for later.
Leak it out little by little. You know,
it's not a leak if you hold a press conference. What you can't call that a leak.
No, of course not. I'm just, it's their mentality.
Yes. So earlier today, in the state capitol, the Republican lawmakers unveiling portions, at least the broad strokes, as Wisconsin Public Radio referred to it, I like that. Yeah. Broad strokes.
It's pretty good.
Doesn't get down to the devil in the details or anything like that quite yet.
It's like the joy of painting. Just those, where's it going to live? You're going to live right here along the little lake. First put your crimson white in.
And make a little tree. Mm-hmm. And then another tree friend for the first tree. Yeah.
Where's that squirrel live? There he lives, right there.
Broad strokes. But Todd, so this is what we've got over at Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean Johnson reporting it. Republican release broad strokes of plan to boost local government funding. This is something last November. Both candidates, well, I don't know if Tim Michaels ever actually referenced it.
He didn't know what shared revenue was. Honest to God, in that one debate, it was clear he did not understand what shared revenue was.
Pretty empty suit of a candidate. You'd think with all of those hours on the private jets flying back and forth between Connecticut and Wisconsin, you'd be able to take that time and prep for things like that. But Governor Tony Evers really made shared revenue a cornerstone of his campaign for reelection last November. And so he shared his details. He released his plan back in, I believe, February, maybe late January, and shared what he wanted to do to address the gaps that we have in shared revenue. And since then, Evers has been saying, come on, let's have a conversation. Let's have a debate. Let's compromise. Let's find the middle ground. But I need to know where your starting point is. And we've got these broad strokes now, Todd. According to GOP lawmakers, every community would see at least 10% increase in state funding under the plan. So, interesting enough, the way that gets phrased, I have a feeling there's some communities, Milwaukee and Madison that may get just the 10%. 10% is all you get, and that's nothing more. And then other communities, I don't know, Waukesha, northern Wisconsin,
Ozaukee,
Washington, those areas, maybe they'll get a little bit more than 10%. But every community would see at least a 10% increase, Todd. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on kind of the broad strokes that we're getting from Republicans, because we don't know the details on Milwaukee yet. Those are coming later tonight.
Well, first of all, for those that might not be, you know, policy geeks like we are from time to time, shared revenue is the tax dollars that we send to Madison, the big pot. There's $7 billion surplus right mm-hmm. now in Madison. And then the legislature, in their infinite wisdom, sends a portion of that back. And when we talk about shared revenue, these are the dollars that go back into our communities for things like fire protection, police protection, roadways, bridges, infrastructure, education.
Yeah.
Things
numerous
like that.
Local government
right.
services that rely on that funding from the state government in the shared revenue formula, but that shared revenue hasn't been addressed since the 90s.
And that's the key, is that when Scott Walker was governor and Republicans had absolute control over everything, they weren't real interested in changing the revenue formula. And then along comes Governor Tony Evers, and now Republicans keep saying, well, we can't do anything. The shared revenue formula hasn't been changed. And honest to goodness, I don't think there was really a plan to do that until the April 4th election, when Janet Protasiewicz beats Dan Kelly, and suddenly Republicans start saying, well, wait a minute, we can't keep doing the same thing and win elections. And suddenly they found a little bit of religion. We saw this, I think you guys talked about this, I think, with Brian the other day, and Will maybe, that over the weekend, apparently the assembly leadership, Republican Democrats, came together for some sort of a peace offering. And at least they got together in the same room. And I think the Republicans, Voss and others, are saying, you know what, we need to do more than just make popcorn here. We got to actually put some meat in the bones. This is the first broad stroke. I think they realize they have to send more money back to locals. Remember, not to go off on too much of a tangent, in Richland Center, the Richland County Board mm-hmm. in Richland Center received 28% less over the last 5 years to fund the UW-Richland campus. And that has been repeated in every two-year community and county board across the state. So you talk to local elected officials, Republican or Democrat or independent, they'll tell you it's a lot tougher. And then what happens when they run out of money? They have to put referendums forward, and it makes them look like the bad folks for raising taxes when it's the fact that legislators in Madison won't address it.
Yeah, the fact that the problem has just been kicked down the road for so many years. And Todd, we highly, highly encourage tangents around here, so never feel like you're going too far down a tangent. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with Todd and I, 844-967-2789, in comparison. So we're going to get at least a 10% increase right. from this Republican broad stroke. We don't know the details yet. They're Assembly and State Senate lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, are having a press conference in Milwaukee today at 4:30 p.m. So more details to come out later for their plan, it seems like. But we're sparse on details for the Republican proposal on how Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, and the county of Milwaukee will be affected by their plan. But Governor Tony Evers giving a little bit more Democratic means, kind of trying to help shared revenue across the board. This session, the first of Evers' second term in office, has seen more common ground. This is reading from a different piece over at WPR. Anya Van Wagendonk. That is a heck of a last name,
bless
Anya.
You.
Yes, Gesundheit is correct. But apologize if I butchered your name, Anya. But she has in her reporting, Evers has proposed dedicating 20% of the state's sales tax revenue for shared revenue. And while Republicans have not endorsed a specific number, they've said there's a need to boost local government funding. That reporting from the beginning of March. So now we finally do have some broad strokes. But it seems like it's going to be an interesting one. Where do you think the middle ground is going to be sought? Because a lot of the times, for the first two budgets that Evers oversaw in his first term as governor, they took his ideas, threw them out the door, and then started writing their own proposal, only to send those instead. Yes, Wisconsin governor has a line item veto. He can make some changes that way. But do you think there's going to be some compromise? Is there going to be some aspects of Evers' proposal in this Republican proposal? Or do you think it's going to be solely just the Republicans? This is where we are. Sign it or veto it.
My guess is that begrudgingly, the Republicans will have to do something. Now, also, my guess is they won't give Evers any credit for it. They'll say, no, this wasn't the governor's side. This is what we came up with. Let's see our constituents on the Republican side. And it will look very, very similar, you know, to what Governor Evers has put forth. I think at the end of the day, again, I think it goes back to Republicans. We've talked about this before on our show, on yours, I know, and on Kristen's show, others, that Republicans are kind of having to look at this and say, look, if we want to win statewide elections in Wisconsin moving into 2024, be it for U.S. Senate against Tammy Baldwin or be it the presidential election, we have to look a little bit more like we know what we're doing and have something that reaches across the aisle and can get us votes. Shared revenue is one of those because people understand it's something that they might not understand the formula, but they know if their police are getting cut. Mm-hmm. They know if their roads suck. And so I think it's something Republicans, and this is something Republicans for years were all about. And again, it's interesting how the party dynamics have flipped. Now you have a Democratic governor who wants to bring out more shared revenue mm-hmm. to the counties. And traditionally Republican folks that are loved by the counties association have been the ones holding it back. And the sad thing is, Luke, is that in my opinion, a lot of it was just petty and personal because they didn't want to give Tony Evers anything to run on for reelection last year.
Yeah.
And it's just so unfortunate that Wisconsin taxpayers are the ones that lost.
Yes. Well, when Republicans put their feet up and elected Republican officials in the state legislature put their feet up all throughout last year. Mm-hmm. 2022, they did not legislate anything beyond the first weeks of March. Mm-hmm. And so, we as a state fail. We lose when that is the tactic that out of pettiness they use that strategy. And it's very, very, very frustrating. And Brian calls it a politics of spite.
Yeah.
And
he's right.
We've seen far too much of that spite here in Wisconsin. And I'm really hoping that we can get some common ground now that there are dueling proposals out there. Maybe we're going to see some progress.
Quickly add this. The power of the vote should not be underestimated. The fact that people went out and voted and have forced this now to the table, we shouldn't overlook that. Yep. Because that's an accomplishment of everybody who's listening who went out and voted.
Yes. Because when you're a voter, that's what matters. So be a voter.
There you go. There you go. It's almost as good as little cat's feet. Be a voter. That's what I want to hear today. Smile, Luke. The Bucks will live again.
Yeah. There's always next year. We all will forever have 2021. We'll get into that and so much more. We've got some railway updates as well that we're going to get into and take your tangents. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media, joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. On this Thursday afternoon, share those tangents with Todd and I, 844-967-2789. Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show that you can tune into and listen every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WRCE News from the Center, Bull Falls Radio,
yes.
WXCO up in Wausau, and Lake Air, WLAK, Lake Air up in Amory, and a couple more. Station soon.
Hayward's got some low power going on.
Yeah.
He up there in the North Woods and Hayward, you can get a little bit of the show.
The buzz of the North Woods.
The buzz of the North Woods.
Up there, WBZH. That will be a lot more of a powerful chainsaw. Right now, it's kind of just humming along.
Oh, that kind of buzz.
It's a buzz, not really a... It's more of a hum right now than a buzz. But Todd will be on even more Civic Media radio stations in the coming weeks and months. You're going to want to stay tuned. Todd, really appreciate you joining me on this Thursday.
Thank you, Luke.
And a portion of the real quick tangent here before we head over to the phone lines, a portion of the state that you know well,
yes,
experiencing something that we've talked about quite a bit here on Dueling Tangents, but a train derailment happening here in Wisconsin as of this afternoon. So this is breaking news over at WKOW sharing this story. Derailment puts railroad cars in the Mississippi River in Crawford County. So in Ferryville, Wisconsin, emergency crews are assessing the immediate danger and damage from the derailment of several railroad cars along the Wisconsin side of the Mississippi River between DeSoto and Ferryville. And so there's some pretty shocking video already being circulated by WKOW, but it seems that there's numerous I count probably at least 5, 6, 7 cars in the water there along the Mississippi River in Wisconsin. So that is breaking news here. We are seeing another train derailment, something that there have been unions on the railways calling for the elimination of the precision rail car, or the name is escaping. I want to say it's PSR. Yes, precision scheduled railroading, which has really led to a leaning down of the railway industry. They've been cutting back staff and really juicing their numbers by, lo and behold, stock buybacks.
Yeah,
something that not going great for us.
You guys have been on top of this on Dueling Tangents. I also have heard Rick Smith on his show in the evenings talk about this at great length as well, and the union aspect. You're getting these massive trains, and what companies are doing is to save labor costs, they're making the trains longer, bigger, heavier, and putting fewer people on these huge trains.
And they have fewer people monitoring the because all of these trains have systems in them. Like your car is high tech now, where you can see, oh, I've got low PSI on my front left tire. And you can see that. There's warning signs like that going to central command stations, but they've slimmed down how many miles, or they've expanded how many miles each person is watching and cut down staffing at all of those dispatch centers, essentially, is what they are. And so because there's fewer people checking all the alerts, more derailments are happening because there's not enough people to be able to actually go and assess where all the problems are when those alarm bells are going off.
Yeah, that's what the strike was, or the potential strike was last year, that Congress stepped in and stopped because they didn't think economically the U.S. could afford to go through that.
Santa Claus is gone now. Let's see it happen.
Right, but exactly. But now again, unfortunately, we're seeing this happen. Yeah, I grew up in Richland Center in the southwest part of the state. This is in just south of DeSoto and north of Ferryville in Crawford County. So those of you who aren't familiar, think of La Crosse on the Mississippi River. It's about 35 miles south of La Crosse, right on the Mississippi River. And of course, that area is also expecting or experiencing record flooding right now along the Mississippi as well. So to have this on top of the record flooding, I'm thinking of all the first responders who are reportedly responding right now, and just thinking of all of them and the great work that they're doing. But yeah, an area of the state I know well, a lot of good folks over there. And I mean, these are massive, train tracks where the trains are going along there at 55, 60 miles an hour. And it appears, I'm not sure if you said it on Channel 27, but on Channel 3 on WISC, they're reporting that it looks like it appears to be mostly cargo boxes at this time. Okay. So hopefully no chemicals or hazardous materials, types of things. But we don't know that. Yes. Still too soon to say at this point.
So these are breaking reports within the last 30 minutes. So a train derailment near DeSoto and Ferryville, right along the Mississippi River here in Wisconsin. If you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. You can be like our friend Jack in Merrimack calling in. Jack, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, it seems like the self-driving train, like the self-driving car, the AI isn't quite where it needs to be. that isn't quite what I had in mind to talk about, though. I was thinking about our wonderful Wisconsin legislature and the incredible disingenuous and hypocrisy. These guys, when Walker took over, they cut $1 billion off the education budget, and a few years later, they gave back a small portion of that. They said, oh, look at us, we're supporters of education. They whine and moan about, Wisconsinites are lazy because they need more incentive to get off of the unemployment compensation roll, but yet they don't work for 9 months out of the year, for two out of the last 3 years. And oh yeah, then they say, we realize that Milwaukee needs more shared revenue.
But they're not actually going to, at least for now, tell us those details of their plan for Milwaukee. Appreciate the phone call, Jack. You can be like Jack, 844-967-2789. Yeah, they always want to say, oh, okay, unemployment claims are low now, Todd, so we're going to change how you get unemployment benefits when it is. But they never wanted to actually change the unemployment claim system and make it easier. There was an offer, apparently, first couple weeks, the Walker Clayfish administration, and they turned down the Obama administration funds.
There's no new tunes. They're just doing Tommy Thompson retreads from the 1990s. They can't think of a new song to sing.
That is an excellent way to put it. They've just got that old tune stuck in their head. Just,
I mean, Ed Sheeran, you can't do that. You can't redo old tunes. You get taken to court.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. I am joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. You can join us as well. We're going to dive into a conversation about the Milwaukee Bucks and give away a set of Brewers tickets for tomorrow's game hosting the Los Angeles Angels. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Beach, y'all. Let's go. All around the world. Y'all know this is.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Thursday by Todd Alba. And you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. What does it mean to be a fan? What does it mean to be a fan of a sports team, of a band, of anything that you could be a fan of? What does it mean to be a fan? 844-967-2789. We're also giving away a four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's game for a team that I think a lot of Wisconsinites are fans of, Milwaukee Brewers, hosting the LA Los Angeles Angels. And that game, first pitch, 7:10, giving away four tickets. If you can tell me the original name of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Ooh.
Are you a fan if you support a team after it, say, changes locations, changes names? 844-967-2789. Are you a fan of a team if your first response is vitriol and hate when the game, because that's what it is, it's a game, when the game doesn't go your way? Want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Todd, you stayed up. That's a late night for a morning host.
It was. I had to get up extra early because I was on location.
Yeah, you had a special show today, too.
I had a short night, Lukester. And you want to know something? This is honest to God's truth. I mean, for those of us who believe in God, this is evidence. For those of you who don't, I get it. I respect that. But I literally passed out before I set my alarm, and I woke up automatically without setting my alarm. And so that was, I was like, oh my gosh, I was so lucky.
I have the coffee pot set, so that starts and I can start to smell it. So even if I accidentally forget to set an alarm, the coffee pot goes.
That's better than like the light things that wake you up, just the smell of the coffee.
Yeah.
Oh. Magical.
It works. But what does it take to be a fan? 844-967-2789. Or what does it mean to be a fan? That's what I want to know. Because I think being a fan means that you know your team's not going to win the whole kit and caboodle every single year. It means you got to be ready for the heartbreak that will come in sports. Because undoubtedly, folks, there's going to be heartbreak.
It will come.
And so, interestingly enough, a pretty viral clip going around today. It was a late press conference for Giannis Antetokounmpo last night after the defeat to the Miami Heat, losing in five games, the first round of the NBA playoffs. Giannis was asked a question by a reporter, Eric Name, of, I believe, The Atlantic is Eric's outlet. And Eric is not just a reporter that was asking a question kind of out of left field. This Eric and Giannis have a relationship. Eric and Giannis, Eric's been covering the Milwaukee Bucks for numerous years. And I don't think that this was meant, there was no hate or animosity between Giannis.
No malice.
You could see that Giannis was frustrated. And that he was upset with the question, but he was also going through a lot of emotions, like a lot of us Milwaukee Bucks fans were last night. And this was the response, a little back and forth between Eric Name, the reporter, and Giannis Antetokounmpo last night after the Milwaukee Bucks lost.
But I'm curious for you, do you view this season as a failure?
Oh my God. Okay, because I'm not that up. You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay, do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success, you know? And if you've never, I don't want to make it personal. So there's always steps to it, you know? Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me? No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, try to play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball, you know, and hopefully we can win a championship. So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures? No, it was not. It was steps to it, you know, and we were able to win one. Hopefully we can win another one.
And I think that was Giannis Antetokounmpo, Milwaukee Buck, power forward, after last night's defeat to the Miami Heat. And the nuance and the approach to the defeat last night by Giannis was very raw. Mm-hmm. I think you could hear that there. And just the insight that I think we need more athletes and everybody. Everybody in society to be like being able to actually have that perspective that no, just because it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to turn out doesn't mean that it was a failure. I think is fresh. I think that's what it means to be a fan. To be, you could be upset. Yes, I was last night. I was pulling my hair out. In my heart of hearts, I know that this team could have been up 3-2 heading down to Miami to play the Heat. A chance to win the series tomorrow night if they played up to their potential. But at the end of the day, it's not how it goes every time. Mm-hmm. And just because it doesn't go the way that you want it to go and you don't win doesn't mean the entire year, the season, is a failure. Want to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. Todd, what do you think? Do you think the Milwaukee Bucks failures last year for this season? Or
no, it's not a failure. I'm actually going to not push back on you, but I mean... I think it was a dumb question.
Giannis points that out. Giannis says it's the wrong question.
It is. I mean, I went to school for communications and broadcasting and journalism at Platteville, and I covered Bo Ryan's teams in Platteville. I went to an NCAA and watched the help call a Final Four when they were perfect, 35 or 38, no, wherever they were that year. Used to interview Dave Vandermolen. People in Madison will remember the name, Dave Vandermolen, the head coach down at UW-Whitewater, successful in his own right. And I remember as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old college kid, a reporter on the radio, asking Dave Vandermolen, probably not the smartest questions in post-game, and he just came after me a couple of times. And you know what? It was probably well-deserved. But if you're a seasoned sports reporter and you do these press conferences, I can never – I mean, unless you're interviewing maybe Bill Belichick or Nick Saban or somebody that's a real personality.
Expectations around this team, though, were to become an NBA dynasty.
Who is gonna say what player, not many, are going to say, yes, you're exactly right, this year was a failure?
I think we had one, and he now plays for a certain team in New York. I think Wisconsin had one of those players, and there's a lot of athletes out there, I think, that if they don't bring home the better, between Jordan and LeBron of who's the greatest are all come down to championships.
I think though the better question for the reporter is, Giannis, after the defeat tonight, what kind of perspective does this give you on the season?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if he wants to call it a failure, fine. Let him. Mm-hmm. But you're teeing up. It's trying to get a sexy quote for your editor to get a good headline. That's what it is.
Well, you got him a really viral clip.
I'm sure. The clip's still
going viral because Giannis's response.
Because Giannis got, I mean, he gave a great response. I guess I'm more empathetic to the players, and I just don't like it when reporters try to set up an athlete like that. Because you and I talked about on off the air, you know, we've talked to Brady Ewing, former Green Bay Packer, former Wisconsin Badger, and played in the NFL for Atlanta and Jacksonville. And he's spoken about even the professional level, the mental health of athletes. And you pointed out after the game, Giannis was in, you know, a raw space. All of us would be. And so I think you have to take that into consideration, too.
And there is a side tangent here about how I think we need to be able to better react to losses and that. But before we get there, 844-967-2789. We're going to head over to the phone lines. We've got Scott calling in. Scott, where are you calling from? Scott, do we have you?
Oh, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
This is Doc.
Doc, all right. Apologize, Evan. That's okay. We're working on those.
Doc is here. All right, Doc is not here. Doc is here.
Doc, you're in Madison. I know, Doc. Evan's telling me you've got an answer for our trivia question of the day to win 4 tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers game hosting the Los Angeles Angels. I keep wanting to say L.A. Dodgers, but I know that's wrong.
Well, I think the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That's their official name. I'm not making that up.
Really? Yeah. I did not know that. Yep. All right, Doc, but our trivia question of the day, the original team name of the Milwaukee Brewers, what do you got for us?
It was the Seattle Pilots.
All right, Doc. Awesome. You are our trivia winner for the day. Hold on the line. We're going to have Evan take down your info. Make sure that Evan gets all the correct info, Doc, and we'll be able to send you 4 tickets for tomorrow night's game. Congratulations. You could be like Doc. You can win tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers all summer long by listening to your favorite civic media programs because we've got the Brewers on our radio network.
How about that?
WISS Oshkosh Air Support up in the Fox Valley. You can listen on 98.3 FM in Oshkosh as well as 1100 AM throughout the entire Fox Valley. Folks, it almost gets to Sun Prairie. Like, yeah, I can hear them in my driveway. So listen to 1100 AM wherever you are near the Fox Valley, in the vicinity of the Fox Valley, that big 1100 AM signal broadcasting the Brewers for us here on Civic Media all summer long. And Todd, we also broadcast the Brewers in your neck of the woods.
Well, yes, I would say the 1100 goes all in the driveway of my dad and stepmom's house in Shawnee, Wisconsin. Wow. All the way. So from Sun Prairie to Shawnee.
There you go. That's a heck of a range, that 1100 signal.
And over in southwest Wisconsin, my stomping grounds over there, WRCE News from the center, AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Yes. So you can listen to the Brewers all summer long. You can listen to your civic media radio programs as well for a chance to win tickets to go and see the Brewers in person. But if you're not at American Family Field, listen to the Brewers on Civic Media, Oshkosh Air Support, and WRCE News from the center. But Todd, you pointed out a very important aspect as well. What does it mean to be a fan? And how we react to these teams that we claim to love. Like, when you're a fan, it's because you support the team, because you want the team to win. And very interesting piece written up by Lori Nickel over at the Journal Sentinel about 2 weeks ago, talking about how Giannis, due to the stress, Giannis almost completely walked away from the game of basketball back in 2020 because of the mental health burden that it was. Because the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin has a lot of expectations for him, and those expectations are not easy to live up to. He was doubtful. He was listed as doubtful for last night's game with his bruised tailbone still, and he played through it. And you can criticize him all you want for shooting just over 50% from the free throw line, but Giannis wasn't 100%.
Yeah, you do that. The people that criticize, you get that injury and you go out. See how well you do.
It's very easy hiding behind a keyboard to criticize. But the man put the entire city and the team and the franchise on his back, and he was playing through the pain to try to win. Jrue Holiday was exhausted. Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy Buckets, or whatever the nickname is that he's been getting now with these. I cannot imagine trying to go and have the offensive production that you're used to when you have to use so much of your energy to play defense like that. I'm a fan. I'm watching these guys. I'm cheering for them. But the vitriol that I saw then last night, yes, it is so upsetting, but the mental health ramification that we have on these players when they do put those expectations on themselves and have them to bring home a championship. Because I think with Giannis on the team, That's what fans and the team expect almost every single year. Their goal is not to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals anymore. Mm-hmm. That's not the goal. The goal is to win another championship. And it's just, it's such a heavy burden. And I think if we're fans, we can have the conversations now that we're going to have this postseason of who's going to be on the roster next year, who's going to be leading the roster next year in the coaching staff. All of those will be had, but don't be so quick to all of a sudden be spewing the hate and the nastiness that comes towards a team when they don't hit your expectations. Because to me, that's not a fan then. Mm-hmm. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Todd Alba on a Thursday afternoon. You can share your tangents with us, 844-967-2789. Dueling Tangents is going to be right back. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media here in Madison, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and so many more terrific radio stations across the state of Wisconsin, a part of the Civic Media Radio Network. And you can join us with a tangent, 844-967-2789. You can also take us with you on the go. Download the Civic Media app. You can jump from station to station. So you can listen on all those terrific stations. You can listen to Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, on several Civic Media stations. Yeah, conveniently named, as our friend Pat Kreitlow always likes to point out. Conveniently named.
So ridiculous.
But you can listen to Todd on WRCE, WXCO, and WLAK, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Monday through Friday. And Todd, asking the question, what does it mean to be a fan? And I alluded to a piece over at the Journal Sentinel last segment from Lori Nickel. And really, it's an excellent piece. Long-form journalism on the struggles that Giannis had in 2020. And a lot of it just surrounding the foundation that he and his brothers and his family have put together. The Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation, or CAFF. C-A-F-F. And in the reporting, Lori Nichols points out they threw a wide net over a great deal of the population, trying to catch so many people with so many needs in so many demographics. Speaking of CAFF.
Yeah.
In the simplest of terms, CAFF is the family's promise to help others with a hand up. It's not a public relations stunt. It's not a ploy for popularity. CAFF will help widows and refugees, young men and women, disaster victims, and the oppressed from Milwaukee to Greece to Nigeria. But one of the biggest causes right now is its partnership with Antidote Health, which is in the middle of providing free mental health services to Milwaukee residents through the end of April. So folks, if you're looking for assistance, CAFF, Giannis's family's foundation, is providing free mental health services through Antidote Health through the end of this month. Coming up, we're at the end of April here. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of those if you need to. But it is a tremendous effort that Giannis is leading off the court, because mental health is huge to him. And in my heart of hearts, I never thought he was leaving. When the whole Supermax contract came down in 2020, yeah, I was like, Giannis loves Milwaukee. Giannis loves the Bucks. And we saw that loyalty in that 5-year contract. And maybe he'll leave at the end of this contract. Maybe he won't. I think he is truly in search of championships, but the fact that on the years that he doesn't come up with a championship, if the Bucks don't win it all, not to classify it as a failure, and not to hate on the team that you claim to love as fans, I think that's just the important part. I'm still obviously, we're 18 hours removed from it, not even really, because the game didn't finish until midnight last night. But it's very hard to be able to, I feel like everybody wants to get on their phones and everybody wants to instantly react, and just, it's so tough.
I think just the fact that we're talking about this, right? Like we're talking about this and it's a game and how it's affecting people. And as you said, people get behind their keyboards and say all kinds of nasty crap. And meanwhile, there's a lot bigger actual problems in the world that people don't want to get upset about and speak out about.
Yep.
I think that, and I'm not here to defend anybody who's being a jerk online or anywhere else. I know you've talked about it with Brian before. I think that the world in so many ways and politics is so messed up and we feel so divided. One of the few things that seems to be able to bring us together are sports.
Yeah.
And we can sit next to each other and person A voted for Trump and person B voted for Bernie and person C voted for Biden, but you can all cheer for the Bucks together. And I think there's somewhere, I'm not a psychologist, but I think there's somewhere something where it's like, if I can't even, have the Bucks. I can't even have this. It's like the one thing people want to hold up
as
keeping them together, yeah. Right? That lets them down. And we forget that it's just a game. It can be exciting. And yes, there is a business side to sports, certainly. But for people like you and I, it's just a game. And life goes on.
Yeah.
And to your point, Yanis came from nothing. I mean, he has a great story. And I really thought that he might go. And I wasn't going to begrudge him because I'm like, look, he has a family now, and you got to get the best money where you can, best deal where you can. But that guy, yeah. he turned his back on every modern-day type of sports agent advice. And he said, it was a great 60-minute story, I remember. And he said, these people, I would be nothing because nobody else wanted me. And the Bucks wanted me. And I think there's a loyalty there that we rarely see in sports today.
And he points out in the creation of the Family Foundation under his father's name is that a lot of people say that his dad had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But he quotes that his dad had him and his brothers and the family. And so that made him one of the richest people in the world in Giannis' eyes. And so Giannis alluded to that when he had this conversation with Lori Nichol over at the Journal Sentinel about how he doesn't have a problem walking away from a contract because at the end of the day, he wants to do what brings him joy.
Right.
And he doesn't need it. I'm sure he is balancing it of the burdens and the pressure, the mental health tolls that being an icon, because that's what he is.
Absolutely.
He's an icon.
100%.
The tolls that takes on his mental well-being is something that he honestly weighed with the largest NBA contract to history at that point when he signed it back in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so, let's have the conversations about what the team is going to look like, but do it in, I always talk about good faith.
Right.
Don't have bad faith. Don't just assume that take the optimism that Giannis had in that response in the feat last night. He still had he was 100%. So opportunistic and optimistic about what the future is. And when he says we're gonna get better, we're gonna make better habits, we're gonna avoid the bad stretch that we just had, and we're gonna try to come back and win one next year.
And think about this. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now I think about it this way. You know, you're a Gen Zer, Luke. I'm old on the edge. But the point is, a lot younger than me. I'm 53. All right, I'm old enough to remember where. You never got upset when the Bucks lost because there was no chance the Bucks were ever going to. I mean, it would have been so far removed since the Bucks were relevant when I was growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
Same way with the Packers. You know, Don Majkowski, for God's sake. You know, and then suddenly when I was after college, this guy, you know, Brett Favre. I mean, we're so fortunate to have the Bucks, the Packers, the Badgers, the Brewers. They're actually now competing and we have an expectation of winning.
Yeah.
There's hope.
There is hope.
As Jesse Jackson said in 1988, keep hope alive.
There you go. Well, Todd, really appreciate you joining us here on Dueling Tangents. I think we're going to try to keep the hope alive.
Let's keep hope alive.
There's going to be brighter days in the Bucks' future. I'm looking forward already to next season. I'm excited to keep an eye on what the team is going to be doing in this offseason. And again, these players are all human. They're going to see the comments. They're going to see if they go and look for them, they're going to see them. Just choose kindness.
Exactly.
Choose kindness. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us/duelingtangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.